Welcome back to the Fighting With Faith podcast. This is your host, Dominic Jaimes Martinez, and let's just kick this episode off with a quick little prayer. God, thank you for just being here for me through my highs and lows, whether I pushed away or not. Thank you for watching over me and watching over my family and all of your children of this world. Thank you for this beautiful 4th of July, and just keep us all safe and celebrate greatness. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Title of this episode is prayer. What is prayer? Why is prayer? Who is prayer? Anyways, I personally think it's one of the most important things in order to have a strong and healthy relationship with God. It's pretty much our way of talking to God, in a way. Good days, bad days, you know, it's always just good to send up a prayer like, hey, thank you for that tree, or, oh, thank you, you didn't allow me to get hit by a car that drove past me. Any, like, thing that you're grateful for or just is beautiful in life and you're just glad that it's there. Or if it's someone struggling or someone's being harsh and rude to you, you know, instead of retaliating, just say, you know, God, I hope you help them. I hope you meet them where they're at. Hope you find them. Why is prayer important? Next, I know many people can use it as an excuse or they're just being honest. You know, how do I pray? What do I pray for? I know, obviously, we just talked about examples of what you can pray for, but how can you pray? There's so many options. I know a lot of the times it's perceived as, oh, lock yourself in a room with pure silence and darkness and just have it as just you and God. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, that can be a good thing, but in my opinion, just many people have busy lives and not everyone has the time to just do that, you know? Yeah. And also, I think another just easy little thing you could even make into a habit is just always make sure to have your alone time with God. I always make sure to, before I go to bed, you know, just have even just a friendly conversation like, hey, my day was good, or yeah, I did this, thanks for this. And yeah, you know, as you get in that rhythm, I definitely think it's easier to add the question, how much, how often should I be praying? Should I be praying this much, too little, too much? There's obviously never too much praying. But yeah, that's kind of my take on it. When should you pray? Obviously, that kind of goes in with the whole thing. Anytime, anywhere. But that can also lead to good and bad. And it's obviously, it sounds a little odd when you say bad prayer, but by that I mean, in a way, if you're going to pray in public in the middle of a busy streetway and you're being loud about it, but you're using it to get attention or to get views or just anything like that, that can give the wrong impression. And good prayers are maybe, hey, maybe that's okay. You're doing it for yourself, but you're not, you know, you're not doing it to get that clout or that fame. Kind of going more biblically, here are a couple of verses. Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. One more is Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. I think Psalms, they're really good, just, you know, almost like sentence starters for prayers. But I really love how they're all kind of pointing towards the same thing, which would be thankful for God our Father. He is the creator of everything, and everything points back to him, and all these good things that are happening are all the work of his hands. He is responsible for all of it. One more is Psalms 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, just be grateful. Just be glad you're here. Someone is always struggling. Maybe they're having not as good as a day of you. Maybe they're having a better day than you. But once you just give in and you accept and acknowledge that the best thing that can ever happen to you is by your side 24/7, I promise you your life will drastically increase in a positive outlook. Just by doing that, it adds and kind of opens the doorways to those just other natural things that a good Christian might do. You know, just maybe it's not cussing or not swearing or not drinking or not smoking, anything, any sin. I'm not saying that you won't sin anymore. Obviously, that's should be everyone's end goal, whether it's achievable or not in our small human lifespan. But at the end of the day, you know, just be glad and use your prayer to show your thankfulness and show how glad you are that our Father in heaven is so loving and so caring and has so much mercy upon us, even though we do not deserve it whatsoever. But yeah, this is a shorter episode than my testimony was, but that's a wrap for episode 2. Thank you for whoever was staying to watch it this far. And yeah, I can just wrap us up with a little prayer real quick. God, thank you for allowing me to spread your word. Thank you for just helping me through life, you know, helping me through my struggles and everything that's been good and bad. God, thank you for creating such a beautiful world with such beautiful people. None of us are deserving of any of this, but God, you still gave it to us. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next one. Jesus loves you.